say you won't be getting one.
Well, it's every, you know, what I object to is a couple of things. Well, first, my objections. My objections are that they mandate it, and I've not actually seen that, although I think there's people that would like to mandate some, you know, and some companies have decided, like, isn't Buick going to be all electric by such and such a date? That'll probably drop that. Who knows? But anything that's, like, mandated, let the consumers decide. If you make a product we want to buy, we'll buy it. If you don't, we won't. You know, it's like, that's the way to do it. And, you know, having said that, you know, some people are ideal for it, Andrea and I. Some people are not, people with trailers and trucks and things like that. Andrea and I'd be perfect. You know, we'd never buy gas. You know, environmental part aside, you know, we'd never buy gas. We would, you know, we just do short little jaunts up to the store and to the doctor and things like that and hardly put any miles on and, you know, but now my concerns, you know, and I know there's more than this, you know, but these are the ones that mostly bother me and I think represent the meat and potatoes of it. One, there's no infrastructure for it if we're going to do it on anything more than a, you know, than a here and there, you know, or even some, there's some percentage at which, you know, we exceed and we don't have the infrastructure, period, end of story, not even close. And so the billions upon billions, trillions of dollars it might cost to get the infrastructure up for some sort of massive push toward electric, forget it, ain't here. So you got to figure that out. That's number one. And number two is that I don't want to be stuck holding the bag on one when the batteries go tits up, because now I got to spend, you know, I got old, you know, ICE cars that, you know, they're in the 200,000-300,000 miles and stuff like that. And sure, I might have to put an engine in it, $500-600, but I don't got to re-battery it for like $9,000. You know, so you know that I don't want to be holding the bag on one when it needs to be re-batteried. So those are kind of my things on it. But I think we need to keep working on it. You know, because in a way, it's like when the ICE engines first came out. You know, there were tons of farmers that looked at them and said, why would I get that? I got my horse-drawn wagon could haul far more stuff, at, you know, far, over far greater distances and, you know, this, that, and the other. This is ridiculous. Yeah, right. And then eventually, you know, it caught up and exceeded the performance, and then horses were no more. Maybe eventually electric will get there. Who knows? But you gotta start working on it. So that's kind of my, you know, multi-step.